Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Salinger is a brutally honest documentary about J.D. Salinger, the reclusive author of Catcher in the Rye, who wrote just one heralded, controversial, generation-shifting novel and never published another. Although J.D. Salinger published short stories following the landmark publication of Catcher in the Rye in 1951, he retreated from the media glare of New York City to Cornish, New Hampshire, where he continued to write in his bunker, publishing his last short story in 1965, rarely granting interviews, and seldom venturing out to nearby Windsor, Vermont, mostly to collect his mail. Salinger, the movie, takes us on the cryptic author's journey from his upper-middle-class New York City upbringing to his attending Valley Forge Military Academy, to his enlisting in the Army to serve in World War II, to his post-war meteoric rise, to his critical drubbing, and to his long slide into obscurity. J.D. Salinger, who died at 91 in 2011, continued to nurture his craft. The documentary, Salinger, is directed by Shane Salerno, the screenwriter of Savages, Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, Shaft, and Armageddon. Interviewed are those who knew, worked with, or admired Salinger's work, including authors Gore Vidal and Tom Wolfe, editors, playwrights, literary types, fans, including Philip Seymour Hoffman and Edward Norton, friends, ex-girlfriends, including Joyce Maynard, and daughter Margaret, and son Matthew. Salinger's star rose again in the 1960s when the counterculture embraced the anti-establishment views of Catcher in the Rye protagonist Holden Caulfield. Quote, "Is it possible to grow up and not sell out?" posits Catcher, which has sold more than 6 million copies and sells about 250,000 copies annually. J.D. Salinger's image was tarnished by the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan and the assassination of John Lennon when both of the accused shooters cited Catcher in the Rye as an influence on their motives. A copy of the Salinger book was found at the Dakota shooting site of Lennon. Words have power. They can have a warped power over weak individuals. Deranged persons can read into works of fiction and be influenced in bizarre ways. In this, Salinger, the film, is a cautionary tale. Mostly, Salinger, the film, and Salinger, the man, is a great literary mystery. Quote, "That was as close as I got to J.D. Salinger," says one of the interviewees in Salinger. After viewing Salinger, the film, you may feel the same. Salinger is MPAA rated PG-13 for disturbing war images, thematic elements, and smoking. Opening October 18, Carrie, the Brian De Palma horror classic, is updated with Chloe Grace Moretz in the title role that Sissy Spacek played. The storyline is similar to the original. Julianna Moore also stars. Kimberly Pierce directs. Escape Plan. Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger star in the action thriller about an escape from a super maximum security prison of the future. 50 Cent and Vincent D'Onofrio also star. 12 Years a Slave. A free black man from upstate New York is abducted and sold into slavery in antebellum United States. Chiwetel Ejiofor stars, also starring Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt, and Michael K. Williams. The film is based on the book written in the mid-1800s and is supposedly a true story. All is lost. After a collision at sea, a sailor fights for his life. Robert Redford stars in the action drama. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.